From express.co.uk. Free speech crackdown. EU orders British press not to reveal when terrorists are Muslims. This is by Katie Mansfield. The ECRI suggested the British press should not report when terrorists are Muslims. A report from the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance, the ECRI, found that there was an increase in hate speech and racist violence in the UK from 2009 to March 2016. Blaming the press, ECRI Chair Christian Ahlund said, quote, "It is no coincidence that racist violence is on the rise in the UK at the same time as we see worrying examples of intolerance and hate speech in the newspapers, online, and even among politicians." End quote. The report makes a whopping 23 recommendations to Theresa May's government for changes to criminal law, the freedom of the press, crime reporting, and equality law. And despite the report not analysing coverage of the historic Brexit vote, Mr. Ahlund saw it fit to comment on the UK's decision to leave the EU. The Brexit referendum seems to have led to a further rise in anti-foreigner sentiment, making it even more important that the British authorities take the steps outlined in our report as a matter of priority, ECRI Chair Christian Ahlund. The report lays into the British press and urges the government to give more rigorous training to reporters. In the 83-page report, the Commission said, quote, "The ECRI considers that, in the light of the fact that Muslims are increasingly under the spotlight as a result of recent ISIS-related terrorist acts around the world, fueling prejudice against Muslims shows a reckless disregard, not only for the dignity of the great majority of Muslims in the United Kingdom, but also for their safety. In this context, it draws attention to a recent study by Teesside University suggesting that where the media stress the Muslim background of perpetrators of terrorist acts and devote significant coverage to it, the violent backlash against Muslims is likely to be greater than in cases where the perpetrator's motivation is downplayed or rejected in favour of alternative explanations." Despite the creation of the Independent Press Standards Organisation, or IPSO, in 2014, as an independent regulator for newspapers and magazines, the ECRI strongly recommends that the authorities find a way to establish an independent press regulator. According to the recommendations set out in the Leveson report, it recommends more rigorous training for journalists to ensure better compliance with ethical standards. Rather than telling the truth, perhaps? Anyway, but as Britain prepares to leave the crumbling bloc, the government waded in to defend freedom of expression. So basically what the EU is saying is that British reporters shouldn't be telling the truth. They should be modifying the truth to fit in with the accepted storyline. Well, isn't that what the prostitutes have been doing for decades anyway? Especially something like the BBC, which is the government's mouthpiece and is the propaganda wing of the British government. You see, they have to change the narrative to fit in with what their bosses tell them, and their bosses are the government. So if their bosses tell them that the Southern Irish are terrorists, then so be it. And that's how it was through the 60s, 70s and 80s. Through the 90s and the noughties, though, it became the fact, allegedly, that Muslims are now terrorists. Anybody who's Irish, you're fine. They're not a problem anymore. When we talk of terrorism on the radio or television, we automatically think of brown people with beards. In the generation born when I was growing up, if you were talking about terrorism on the television or the radio, it invariably meant somebody from Southern Ireland. Now, of course, the narrative has changed, so reporters must automatically change. So rather than go into the detail that the person who was responsible for a particular event was of, I don't know, Bangladeshi or Pakistani or North African descent and may be of the Islamic faith, is to be ignored and something else is to be put in instead, rather than the actual facts of a event. That's what the EU are saying, and hopefully We here in Britain will ignore that and just continue to tell the truth as much as possible. Well, I will tell the truth as I see it, because we all see things differently, and everybody's truth in that respect is different. So make sure you know all the facts about something before you go and comment on it on Fightbook or Twitter or any of these other platforms. Don't just take my word for it, and don't just take the word of anybody's, really. The only person you have to believe in is you.